Good morning, everyone. Today is, I believe, the 27th of January, 2021. So it's definitely been a while since I have done a podcast and shared some of my thoughts with you guys. The name of this podcast is called On the Way Home. And the reason I named it that was because I travel a lot, so I just have these thoughts. I have a lot of time to think, and I have these thoughts that I just want to share with someone, and it does get lonely, so it's fun for me to just record myself talking, you know, while I'm driving. It's not a dangerous thing. I set the phone down and just drive and talk. So it's called On the Way Home. It's nothing professional. It's nothing, you know, I don't sit down and prepare my thoughts before I speak. I just go into speaking and enjoying a conversation with you guys. This morning, I am reminded of something that I often say in prayer every morning. It's that I always say, you know, I help me, Father God, that the enemy would not get glory out of my life. And so I'm always just aware that there are areas in my life the enemy still gets glory. And that hurts me deeply because I want so desperately to only have God get glory out of my life. And we say, okay, well, what are the areas then the enemy actually gets glory out of? And when I think of him getting glory, I always think of him being like laughing and smiling and just mocking me, you know, like, ha ha, I got you. But I believe he gets glory out of areas where maybe I become stressed and maybe I act out in the stress, or areas where I get frustrated with family members or coworkers or whatever. Normally not coworkers so much, but because like I said, I am out on my own a lot. But mostly, you know, maybe I don't have a lot of outside friends because I'm always working and taking care of my kids and going to church. But normally it's family. So, or maybe kids, I don't know. Everybody's got something different. But the bottom line is when I become stressed out with these people, I tend to talk about it. Or maybe gossiping. You know, when I gossip, and gossip sounds so dirty. It's not that I speak untruths about people. You know, I don't make up things, or I don't say, oh, look at what she's wearing, or, oh, look at how she's at, you know, this and that. I don't say like hard things about people, but just, you know, maybe sharing something about, I heard about someone. Or heard about that person. I heard that, oh yeah, I heard she and her husband are getting divorced, and I'm not sure why, or, you know, and that's not an example, that's real, it hasn't happened, but I right now can't come up with something quick enough. But the reality is that, you know, we find ourselves sharing people's stories, and, oh, did you hear about what happened to so-and-so? And you have to be really careful. I don't think it's always wrong to... I think it's human nature to a degree. I know that when I got a divorce, I'm sure people said, oh my gosh, did you hear about them getting a divorce? So it was human nature of shock factor for that to happen. What becomes gossip is like when you start assuming why they got a divorce, start pointing fingers, you know, things like that. So the devil gets glory in those areas. Maybe, you know, you get frustrated with someone, a cashier or your child, and maybe you act out in anger, an ugly anger. The devil got glory out of your life that day and in that moment. Maybe you allowed fear and worry to consume you to the point you lost your faith, and you was just, instead of having faith, which is number one to God, faith will make you righteous. Faith is your righteousness. So when we stumble in faith, it's probably the potentially the worst thing we could do as a Christian is to lose our faith. And so when we begin to maybe, you know, become fearful and start to doubt God, start to believe the lies of the enemy, there again, the devil got glory out of us, out of our lives that day. So those are maybe a few of the things, that areas where I can see the enemy gets glory. Maybe, you know what, maybe skipping church a lot for some people is the way devil gets glory out of their life. Maybe he can talk them out of going to church that Sunday, give them reason enough to not go, and they decide not to go that day. And maybe the devil got glory out of that. I would think he did. I think he would, you know, relish that and just feel like he's conquered that person. I think when God tells us to do something or lays on our heart to do something for someone, and we decide not to do it because it's uncomfortable or inconvenient for us, then the devil's gotten glory out of out of us. And so there's a lot of little areas, you know, it's, we think, you know, oh, if we sin, then the devil gets glory, you know, if we do things wrong. But there are other areas where the enemy can get glory just because we weren't obedient to God, or just because we weren't being faithful, or we lost our faith. And, you know, if we allow, you know, the devil gets glory too whenever we begin to allow a thought that's coming from him to take over our mind. And then when he roots a thought, he starts taking that thought just like a tree roots out in the ground and begins to spread out all over the ground, all of these roots of doubt, fears, you know, anxiety, and things begin to take over. So it's, we have to take captive those thoughts so that he doesn't end up taking a stronghold in our life. You know, this morning I don't have a whole lot to say about it. I think it's very clear, you know, that we have to be on guard. You know, I pray often that God would go before my day. In the morning when I'm praying, God, go before me today. Look at the areas where the enemy has set up little, I always say grenades. Those areas where he has laid down these grenades and is going, you know, he knows where I'm scheduled that day. My schedule's laid out. He knows who he can use along the way. And Lord, he's laid out grenades for me. And I'm asking you, Father, today that you would redirect me away from that grenade. And I really got to thinking about it the other day because I had stopped at a gas station and was picking up something while I was getting gas. And the people, the line was real long. And I thought, do I stay? Do I go? It's not that big of a deal. I don't really need this item. So I decided to stay. Well, the area I was in was a pretty rough area, and the people that I had to be in front of and behind me were just really talking a lot to me, which didn't bother me. They both were talking at the same time to me and not respecting the fact that I'm trying to listen to both of them. It was multitasking, to say the least. But it appeared to me they both may be on drugs, or they were not, I don't know. They were talking a lot, and it just seemed a little unnormal maybe, but anyways, so when I went up there to the, when I finally got up to the cash register, the cashier was really rude to me, and it really caught me off guard. And I remember when I left, I was like, oh my gosh, why did I even buy this item? I didn't even need it. And now my, you know, it's, now I've got to pray about this situation so that I don't allow the offense to take my joy, to take my thoughts, to come, to overtake me. And so I had to spend, you know, the next 15, 20 minutes or more, or whatever it took for me to not allow that offense to overtake me. And all that could have all been avoided had I just not bought the item, saw the line was long, and went, moved on. I wasn't wrong, but you just, in buying the item, nothing that I did was wrong, but it would have been nice to have known that that was what I was going to face, and I would have been able to kind of just avoided that grenade. Because to me, they're little grenades that go off and they bomb your day or your mood. So I pray, God, go before my day. You see the areas where the enemy wants to use somebody or can use someone. You go and you see what the future holds. You see what he could tell me. He already knows what my day is going to be like. He already knows what I'm going to face today. And I'm praying, God, that you will go before my day, before I even leave my house, and the areas where the enemy is wanting to get glory, because he got glory out of that situation, the areas where he wants to fight and get glory, I pray that you would redirect my path, change my thinking, help me to see clearly, help me to walk in truth, to walk in righteousness, because I don't want the enemy to get glory. It's all about not allowing the enemy any inch in my life to get glory. I want God to get all the glory. I don't even want to get the glory. I want to die to my flesh so that God gets all the glory. There is no good in me. The only good in me is what God is in me, what God has done in me, what he's doing in me. And so I don't deserve any glory. The devil certainly doesn't deserve any glory. And I want to get strong enough, wise enough, to where I don't allow him anywhere in gossiping, in worrying, in fear, in doubt, you know, in an attitude. My words, obviously, is a big one that people, where the devil gets glory. I want to be careful what I say.